Little me.
We have two special guests on the podcast today. We have Amanda.
Hi.
And we have Lauren.
Hi.
They were with us at the concert last weekend.
Oh my God.
In Asbury. And we had some interesting experiences online and in the actual venue with fights going on. So yeah, if you want to hear the tea, get your cup and start.
Definitely a disclaimer before we get into it. The story that we're gonna like briefly tell, the people involved, like we've talked to each other, so things are like hashed out. But basically, we want this video to be like a learning experience for anyone that hasn't done general admission, and they can learn something from this on like what not to do when you're waiting in line. And we're going to share some other like stories from past concerts that we've been to. So no hate to the people that are involved. Like I said, we've kind of talked about it and hashed it out. So yeah, we're just moving on from that. But I still think it's an interesting story to tell. We were all waiting in line and we all like met in line together, created great friendships, but there was some drama. Did you guys want to talk about like whatever you're comfortable with sharing about that experience? Take it away.
I feel like I should start off by saying we got there the night before. First of all, I was on FaceTime and I saw that Paige had met Demi and I was like, sis, I'm on my way. So we literally left our hotel that very second. It was my friend Allie and me. So we left our hotel the night before to go camp out with these girls. And whatever. So we got there the night before, played Cards Against Humanity, and then they passed around a Sharpie to all write numbers on our hands to hold our spots, make sure that everyone was in order, again, as concert etiquette, to make sure that everyone got their spot and no one was butting, trying to, I guess, not have fights happening. So we all did that. Everyone was taking turns leaving, going to the bathroom, eating, doing what they wanted to do. So then we went on the boardwalk, came back, and then camped out. And then so at this point, it was the next day. And we were all lined up. We were all lined up to get into the venue. And it was me, Lauren, and my friend Allie. We were standing in line. And then all of a sudden, I see these girls trying to like kind of creep up in front of me. And they were like whispering to each other, like, we just have to get in front of her. You know, we just have to get in front of her. She's not going to do anything.
Can I also do a side note? Keep in mind, all of you guys, Amanda, Lauren, Allie, you guys are all short. Okay. Like you're not like tall. So even if they were behind you, it wouldn't have been like disrupting you. Like this is a side note.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very small and I'm literally 4'8". So literally anyone in their mom over me, that's not an issue. But we were all getting front row anyway, so we were standing there, they were trying to creep up in front of me, and I was just like, and I was trying to be respectful about it too. I was like, hey, just so you know, we're going by numbers. I'm number 20, like 21, whatever, let's just say I'm 21. I think I was either 21 or 22. I think Allie was either 21, she might have been 21, I might have been 22. Either way, it was one of us. And yeah, so we were standing there, they were creeping up in front of us. And then so I told them respectfully, I was like, hey, everyone's going by the numbers. And they were like, and then that's when they literally like went off. They were like, oh, you're going by numbers, but her over there, hers says like 22 or something like that, or 23.
Yeah, but I was really going to be like 26.
Yeah.
I really was 26. It got messed up why it was 22, but I was going to be behind them. It's just,
yeah.
I didn't want to stand hours alone in line. Yep.
Right.
Because she met us there, so she just wanted friends to stand with in the meantime. She was like, going to let everyone go in front of her. Mind you, once again, we were all going to get front row, so it's not a big deal. Lauren did stay there all morning. You know, she champed it out with us. It was raining, like literal torrential.
And she was stuck in the rain.
Right.
They were staring at me in the car.
Well, she ended up coming into the car in my little Nissan Sentra with 7 people in it, sitting on the cup holder. And see, Amanda's so small, she sat in my daughter's car seat. Mm-hmm. So that just puts into perspective how little she
is. But yeah, I was still there very early in the morning. It's not like I came like 5 o'clock Friday.
And then like, just like wade your way to the front and you're like, hey guys.
Yeah, I was soaking wet. I got blisters on my ankles.
And there were people that were trying to do that. Like, there was people that were going to take advantage of like knowing you, Paige, and they were being like, oh, like, let me just scoot on in here. And
I was like, yeah, we're not like, you know, causing the drama.
I was like, no, my friends literally were the ones that actually started the number system. Mm-hmm. We started that last night. I've had this number on my hand since last night. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when it clicked to them that I wasn't lying. So then I feel like that's when they turned to Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren, what was your experience with them that you feel comfortable sharing that you can remember? Because I know that you said you kind of like blocked it out.
Yeah, I kind of blocked it out. But like, I just remember them. Like, I look over and I see them whispering and looking over Amanda's shoulder. And then they just started going in on me, and I never said on the live that I was here the night before, like, because I said I wasn't. I was there like early in the morning though. I just remember them just saying all this nasty stuff to me, and like, I just blocked it out, or I would have said, like, I wish I would have said in the moment if I could go back, like, hey, I'm gonna be behind you. I'm just standing with them so I don't have to stand here like alone for like over an hour. Mm-hmm. Because barricades what started 2 hours before, I think, or something like that, an hour mm-hmm. before. But I didn't say that, unfortunately. But I already planned on letting them go, which you have the text for proof.
Yeah. So I understand, like, people are camping out, probably haven't gotten much sleep, like, you're tired, you're just ready to just get into the concert, and it's just a lot. But I don't think, like, for instance, for me, like, I remember I was camping out for GMA in like 2016, and I was like one of the first in line. I was probably like 10th in line, I would say. And I was with somebody and they had to like use the bathroom when we were going in. So, I mean, everyone charged, and like, I was so far back, and like, I camped out from like, for probably 12 hours from 6 p.m. to like 6 a.m. when GMA started. And I remember like being so frustrated, but I wasn't threatening people. I wasn't, you know, like looking over their shoulder at their phone. Like, I was just like, this is just how it is. And like, at the end of the day, the people that were a part of this story, like, they got front row. So,
oh, that was for nothing, basically.
The energy.
And I stood in second row. So.
Yeah, you didn't even, like, you gave up your spot in front mm-hmm. row to hang out with us. Like, yeah. That was the whole thing, is we all wanted to hang out with each other and be in line together. I mean, we obviously all got there at different times. So when the time came to line up and go inside, we went in our spots. And then, like you said, Lauren, you were going to let them go, but you were just standing with Allie and Amanda, because you would have been standing by yourself. And who wants to stand by themselves for an hour and a half, or however long we were standing in that line for?
Put yourself in those shoes. Like, if you went to a concert alone, you wouldn't want to stand there like a dipshit for an hour, just twiddling your thumbs, like, with nothing to do. You have your friends in line. Like, obviously, like, I would rather be able to talk to my friends and hang out than literally just standing there with nothing to do. Like, we were so bored.
Actually, hours, because I got there early, remember, Friday mm-hmm. morning.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when the time came to like line up, like, obviously, like, you were with us.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. There was not a nice exchange at all. And I think it's very important to say, in a fandom full of people, you know, that may have mental health, you know, mental health struggles, struggle with depression, struggle with self-hatred, like, whatever it may be, violence is not the answer in any setting. Mm-hmm. But especially if you're in a fandom where, for example, Demi literally stands against that. I was all for doing it a different way, but it's just how I was approached that was not cool.
Yeah
and like you said, like, with an entire fandom built off of, not say like built off mental illness, like, we're all mentally ill, but like, literally, like, all of us, at least 90% of us, were drawn to Demi because we related to them in some way, shape, or form. And so I feel like that's why Stan Twitter fucks me up so much, because I feel like, as a fandom, like, we can't bully people, because the person we look up to literally is against everything with that. Like, it wasn't even just like a, like, oh, you're a bitch cutting in front of us. Like, it was some hateful shit.
It was name-calling. It was name-calling.
Like, it was bad.
Calling. It was bad.
And like I had said when we started the episode, like, I talked to the people that were involved, although I don't think they should have, like, I mean, there was a reason they reached out to me, but I don't feel like I was the one that they should be reaching out to, in regards, like, they were trying to explain themselves to me, which, like I said, it seemed to have ended, like, civilly, but I wasn't the one, like, involved, my friends were, so I don't know if they're watching this, if they're coming across this, or if they care to, like, reach out to you guys, but I mean, I'm sure the door is open for you if they
want
to, yeah. But luckily, we all had a good time, and we kind of just, like, let that go, but I wanted to move on to, like, some other stories that we had from the concert. Like, I have to share this one story because I was blown away when that security guard was, like, yelling at this group, or this, I think it was a girl, and then I saw who this girl was arguing with, because it was the same person that was arguing at the Connecticut show that we went to in October. Do you remember the
yes, them, that the exact couple? Same person? Yes.
And wow. It really?
Yeah, it was the exact same person. I'm like, you have problems, like, at concerts in general? Like, that's so
bad. It's gotta be you if it's happened at every show. It has to be. Like, I would never forget that person because I remember we were waiting in line at the Connecticut show, and this person had said to this, made fun of this girl's nose, was like, you fucking big nose bitch or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, it's just wild because, again, everyone had a good spot. Like, I just feel like... like, no matter where you are at a Demi concert, you're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we all want the front. We all want that experience. But, like, it's not worth bullying people over. And she was supposed to get kicked out. Like, it's not worth that. Like, you stood in line all that time, paid all that money just to get kicked out because you want to bully someone.
He's like, one more time and I'm kicking you out of here. I thought he was going to
okay,
tell
her.
He was serious.
So mm-hmm. That was the situation when the security guard came over and he was like, you know, if I hear it one more time, if I hear one more time about you, you're out. And then he was actually contemplating on kicking her out right then and there. And everyone was chanting, like, kick her out, kick her out.
I mean, the girls behind me, we were all like, kick her out right now. Like, the hell?
The best part is when an actual employee was, like, trying to bully us. Oh, Paige, I think you remember it. I don't. Amanda, you were in, like, the first row, so I don't think you were, like, realized it. Angel, I don't know if you realized it, but there was this security guard trying to look for wristbands to see who was drinking, and she had a group of her friends behind her because she figured if they're with her, that she no can one get would trust them. What?
She can get them to the front.
Yeah, and someone said something like, this isn't fair, and she's like, you want to, and then her friend was like, they're talking crap about us, and then she's like, do you want to say that again? I'll kick you out because I'm security.
See, that's a piece of
power.
I didn't hear or see any of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, you were like in your, you were just like this the whole time. Like,
I was sleeping.
Oh, you were?
I was like this because we were waiting for so long. We were told 8:00, then we were told 8:30, then we were told 8:00 again, and then it was 8:30. I was like, I'm going to bed.
At that point, I couldn't even, like, physically deal with the drama, like, emotionally. Like, I was drained. I was like, if one more person, bro, like, this, we were already waiting online for 24 plus hours. Then we're waiting in this event. Our feet are fucking hurting. We're tired. Like, my voice was already hurting because we were screaming at sound check. Like, so I was just ready to be done, and all this shit was happening.
I remember the security guard bringing them through the crowd, but I didn't hear them. Like, I didn't hear her say that, what you shared, but I don't.
Yeah, because it was right by me. And then because she was like, oh, do you have a wristband? I'm like, I don't even have a drink in my hand. That's when I knew what she was doing, right? When she's like, oh, who has a wristband? And, like, she was asking people who weren't even drinking. And that's when we, like, it clicked so fast. I'm like, it's so obvious.
Lauren, you've experienced some fights at other concerts as well. Do you have a story that you want to share?
I'll do one from 2018 and one from, like, this past October. Okay. So the one from 2018, I'll say it was, like, more that we were getting, me and a group of us, this was at Prudential Center. There was this couple in the same row as me and my ex, and they were like arguing, but then he got so drunk that he spilt beer on us and spilt beer on the people like right behind us. And we were getting so mad because like the concert didn't even start yet.
You're covered in beer.
Yeah, the opening act didn't even start. Like, thank God I was on the end, so I didn't get majority of it, but I had a poster. So like that got wet a little bit, but it's hanging in my room, by the way.
What does it say?
What, the poster? Yeah. It's the Tell Me You Love Me poster.
Oh, I thought you meant you made a poster.
No.
Oh, okay.
So I bought a poster and it still got...
Oh, I'd be pissed if that got wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then security, I guess someone told them, because like I said, it wasn't even the opening act yet. Like the concert literally did not start yet. And then they're arguing in Kehlani's, I think she was up on stage and they were arguing in the middle row. And then security just like came and kicked them out and they never came back. So that's why I assume they got kicked out. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely not together today because the girl was pissed. Mm-hmm. Expensive tickets to not even get to see Demi come on. This past October, I was at the Beacon the first night. I was first row. No matter where you stood, like, there was no barricade. Like, we were right up on the stage. Like, someone could jump up on the stage if they wanted to. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, we thought there was going to be barricades in front. But this wasn't a general admissions concert, so everyone had their seats. I should note that. Everyone had their seats.
And didn't you have two seats? Was that the concert you bought two tickets for?
No, that was this concert.
Okay.
This was this.
Oh, okay.
Well, I only bought two tickets because I wanted the physical copy of it.
Oh.
And the first time I bought it, because I collect tickets. But yeah, so we had seats at the Beacon. So the first time there was this person with her mom in the second row and like these other people who we made friends with, and we let them come up front. I moved over a little bit and she got like right by the aisle, because it was like rose aisle. And then she went back, and then when Demi was about to come on, they came up again, and she like came up and she's like, hey guys, can you move over? And they all moved over. So I obviously, Demi, I wanted more towards the middle. Like, this wasn't general admission. So, and then she's like, hey, can you move over? And I'm like, there's a spot like right to the left of me. And she wants to be to the right to me. Like she was at, with Royal. And I'm like, there's a spot right there. And she's like, yeah, but I was here before. And I'm like, but I paid for this seat. I'm like, I just let you there because it was the opening act. You could stand to the left of me or you could go back to second row. We were nice enough to let them by the stage. So if someone's just, for people out there, if someone's nice enough to let you get up front and you're like second, if this is for like not general admissions, I mean, it goes for all concert etiquette. But if someone has a seat and they let you stand up front, you should take what they give you. Like, it was still, like, it was not much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, tiny. I'm a tiny person. It wasn't like you could be all the way down there. I mean, karma, I hate to say it, but I actually got, not Royal and the Serpent's guitar. I got his guitar pick. And then I got Brit's. At the end of the concert, I got Brit's drumstick and Demi's pick. So in a way,
wow.
I mean, the drumstick, I didn't know. I just wanted the pick. And then the guy on stage just came over and was like, here, you want this? And then I was like the first person he handed it to. And then everyone went crazy.
With you, how you said the drumstick, that reminded me, I think it was at the Illinois show. Someone had came up to me and was like, you know, like they had recognized me from Lovatiqueware. So we were like chatting and I was like, oh, how's the show? And they showed me like a snapped drumstick and they're like, I caught the drumstick, but somebody else had grabbed onto it. So like they would not let it go. So we had to like snap it in half. Like, I don't know. Like if it was me, I'd just be like, take the damn thing. I don't know. Like, I understand like some people take it more seriously and they like want that to remember like the show and everything. And I mean, it's cool, but I just, to me, it's just not worth it. Maybe I'm just like older now and I just don't have like,
I get the sentiment behind it, but if it's that important to you, like just go on eBay afterwards. Someone's probably selling them.
There's like pros and cons. Like I love the experience of like camping out. Like I had so much fun. Like you guys made it so much fun, and like I would do it again just for that aspect of it. Just interacting and creating friendships. But it is like it's sometimes it's just scary. People passing out, fights happening. Like it's a lot.
Yeah.
For you know, for general admission. If there was seats at this concert, we probably all wouldn't have bonded the way that we did. We would be like, we'd probably have different seats away from each other. So that's what I
would have gone later.
Yeah, exactly. Would have showed up like right before doors open, because like we had our seat secured. We didn't have to worry about like trying to get front.
And with seats, like I just said, even with seats, there's people causing drama. Like why? Have seats.
Mm-hmm. Would you guys, like, do you guys prefer general admission or having a seat?
I prefer general admission only, like you said, the experience of actually camping out and getting to know the people from the fandom that you've been in for such a long time. Because it's true, like, if we weren't camping out, I probably would have never met you, because I would have went later, way later, if we all had seats. And then I also enjoy like being so close to Demi, because you know, years ago that would have never happened ever. Mm-hmm. You would have had to pay like $600 to get right. into.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say to you. I only prefer GA, I feel like, because you have the chance to get front without paying $600. Mm-hmm. Like I went to my first tour was Demi World Tour and the Tommy Lummy Tour, and we had seats, but like they were nosebleeds.
Yeah.
So it's like if I had the chance to camp out for front row, I would have done it because like for that. But I did not like having to wait for 24 hours and then. My feet were killing me. I felt like I was gonna vomit every like hour. Like it was a lot, like anxiety wise, but for the experience.
Yeah. And how about you, Lauren?
Same, like for the experience, I like general admission, same thing. Like I wouldn't have gotten there until doors open. But when I have a seat, I don't have anxiety.
Yeah.
So
I know, like, that's so true. See, there's like such pros and cons. Like we need to like list them all and like see, but I would say general admission as well too.
Yeah.
I love,
because even like with Philly, like they're telling us that we have seats, but then they were like, oh, it's first come first serve. So like now I'm like, I wasn't anxious because I was gonna have a seat, but now I'm anxious again because they're like, you might not have a seat if you don't come soon enough.
And I'm like, see, and that's what I'm talking about. I was like, are you guys sure that there's not gonna be people literally camping out just to get the tickets and then going to the venue?
Well, I heard Philly's not a very safe area, so I don't know who's going to be camping
not.
Out.
It's not.
That area isn't either, but we did it.
I know. That's
it's
so
safer bad. Than it's safer than Philly.
Way yeah. safer. Yeah, but Asbury is not the best.
That's why I wasn't originally going to go, was because it's such a big event. Like, there's going to be so many people there. Like, if you look at pictures of, you know, 4th of July concert in the past for the Philly shows, like, it is insane the amount of people that are there. And I'm like, I don't. And it's not just Demi fans that I'm sure that are going. There's going to be like Ludacris fans there and like just random people that are there for the fireworks. And I was like, I don't want to like wait. So once we got the VIP seating, then yeah, I was like, okay, I think I can.
Yeah, that's what I was excited at first. But then I asked them to confirm. I was like, so do we need to get there super earlier? Like, do I just come up, say my name and I get my ticket? And they were like, it's first come, first serve. And they're handing VIP out to literally anyone that DM them.
I think that's it for this episode. We just wanted to share our story, our experience, and hopefully you guys learned something from it. Maybe how to like avoid a fight, or just, I don't know. We're all there for a good time. Literally. You're at a Demi concert. It's not the place.
Yeah, literally. Like we were all making friendship bracelets and it turned into that. Like, come on.
I still have it.
Ren put mine somewhere. I'm not quite sure where it is. But thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode.
Yes, I had a lot of fun having guests, because it makes it more fun, because like I couldn't remember everything that happened. So with four of us, it's like a group effort.
Yeah. So
Amanda's the real one. The MVP.
I still black out and have a good memory. I don't know how, but it works.
That's it for this week's episode.
Thank you guys so much for watching. And friendly reminder to please give us a follow over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you find your podcast. It helps us out so, so, so much. And then obviously subscribe to us on YouTube and comment below. We love interacting with you guys. But
yeah, wow. That was great.
It really memorized.
I know.
But with that, we will see you guys for your next weekly dose of Demi.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.